This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I quoted Keith Krell at the beginning of the message. I want to close with a story of his that I hope, and I'm sure he did, I hope he got permission from this man to tell his story because he identifies him with first and last name. I'm just going to use his first name, Dwayne, a man in the church there in Spokane. He said 4 years ago, Dwayne left his home for hockey practice. He didn't kiss his pregnant wife or his three children goodbye. He was in a hurry to get out the door. In the middle of hockey practice, Dwayne collapsed on the ice, stricken with cardiac arrest. He was clinically dead for several minutes. The paramedics used the paddles four times on him, finally brought back a heartbeat, a regular heartbeat. He remained in a coma for 4 days. Miraculously, his life was spared. Dwayne, unfortunately, some bad things happened after that experience. He lost the best job of his life because of his health after that situation. And sad to say, even worse than that, his wife left him and the children during this especially dramatic season of his life. Keith said Dwayne came to recognize the fleeting nature of life. He made a commitment that he would never leave his home without telling his children that he loves them. This past year, Dwayne became a Christian through the ministry of our church. Together with his children, they've become a godly family. As Dwayne grows as a new creation in Christ, it is refreshing to see how seriously Dwayne takes his relationships with others. He understands that today could be his last day on earth. He's an inspiration to me and countless others in this congregation. Here's my point in telling Dwayne's story. You don't have to have an episode like that on the ice and collapse, have cardiac arrest and have the paramedics use the paddles on your chest and bring you back to a regular heartbeat. You don't have to be in a coma for 4 days. You don't have to lose your job. You don't have to lose your wife. You can recognize today, I've got to start remembering my Creator. Starting today, I've got to remember the one who made me. I've got to remember the one who bought me with the blood of his son. I've got to remember the one who not only gave me life, he not only gives me life. Deuteronomy 30 says, he is my life. That's interesting to me. Deuteronomy 30 says, God who is your life. He doesn't give you life. He is your life. And that's why John in the New Testament and the epistle of 1 John would say, here's the testimony. Here's the bottom line, folks. God has given us eternal life. Life is in the Son. He who has the Son of God has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. What could be simpler? What could be more basic than that? Solomon is not messing with your mind when he tells you what he told you in Ecclesiastes 12. He's telling it straight. Because as Keith Krell said, it was after my near-death experience on a highway in Washington, the state of Washington, and I realized Ecclesiastes speaks truth to my life, and it does to you today too. And the ultimate truth that it speaks is that Jesus Christ is your life. He is your hope, and he is your salvation. Don't ever forget that. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for speaking to us today through Ecclesiastes. For 8 weeks, some powerful words from Solomon about the meaning of life. That life does seem to be unexplainable. Life is unpredictable. Life is unimaginable, but life is also unfinished without you.
Well, next week on Cross Hope, we begin a brand new sermon series. We hope you'll tune in Monday. Same time, same place for Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. Thanks for listening to Cross Hope. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.